Sensible ladies of quality refrain from believing all they see and hear, for flour looks like chalk, and the mockingbird's song is often an imitation. Prudence and Propriety, the Genteel Lady's Guide to Practical Living. 1. Temple of the Muses Bookstore, London, England, late April 1823. Blast and damn! The ugly rumours were true, then. Something fragile splintered near the vicinity of Blair Culpepper's heart. Lurking behind the dusty bookcase, she plopped her frilly parasol on the closest shelf. She grasped the edge, arms extended and head bowed, and braced herself. Sucking in a ragged breath, she fought the scorching pain radiating behind her breastbone. She bit her lower lip hard to still its quivering. "Stiff upper lip," she admonished herself severely. "No tears, absolutely none." Until this very moment, she'd not believed the unsavoury tattle. Refused to consider Julian had become a fickle roué in her absence. When they'd returned from Geneva, and her twin Blake had taken her aside and revealed Lieutenant Julian Drake's change in status, Blair kept hoping, praying, the Andy wasn't true. He wasn't like that, wasn't a scapegrace or a rapscallion. Even when she'd seen him strolling in Hyde Park, with the beauty now at his side, she'd believed there must be another explanation. She'd been wrong. So bloody wrong. Only a few feet away, as dashing and handsome as ever, he stood, all gorgeous 6 feet 2 inches of him, with Daphne Trudeau clinging to his arm. "Why, Julian? Why?" A heartbroken, inarticulate sound escaped Blair. The matron perusing the nearby books slanted her a worried glance. "Are you all right?" The distinguished woman took a step nearer, peering upward at Blair in marked concern. "You're as pale as chalk. It's Miss Blair Culpepper, isn't it? I'm Lady Pipperley. We met at Almack's some months ago. Do you need to sit down? You're not going to swoon, are you?" Was Lady Pipperley afraid she'd be crushed under Blair's unusually tall stature? Eyes misty, despite her admonishment of no tears, Blair shook her head and seized the book closest to her curled fingers' stranglehold on the shelf. "No, nothing of the sort. I'm fine, my lady. I'm simply excited to finally find a copy of..." She blinked to clear the hot moisture from her eyes, then skimmed the book's title. "The Crimes of Love by the Marquis de Sade. Good heavens!" Her ladyship slapped a gloved hand to her ample chest, her papery cheeks flaming bright red. Condemnation turned her tightly pursed mouth downward. "Not at all the sort of book a young woman of good breeding should consider." Nose elevated and face pinched, she made a disapproving sound in her throat. "I must say, I'm appalled your guardian would permit you to read such immoral drivel." She could scarce bring herself to glance at the tome Blair clutched to her chest. Blair's guardian, Heath, the Earl of Ravensdale, Raven to his friends, would not approve, nor would her sisters or her cousins. Only fast or unconventional ladies dared read the notoriously wicked book, no matter how curious they might be about the contents. Prudent misses observed propriety, else they found themselves banished to the countryside. Honestly, at the moment, Blair wouldn't mind the chastisement. Banishment would be a blessing. At Culpeper Park, she wouldn't run the risk of encountering Julian at every turn. At every miserable assembly, musicale, theatre excursion, rout or ball, always with the utterly charming Miss Trudeau in tow. Her heart still thumping in irregular rhythm, Blair slid a sideways glimpse over the top of the neat row of books beside her. Only his broad back was visible between the narrow shelves. A back and shoulders she knew to be deliciously solid and well-muscled from having danced with him on several occasions. "I wonder..." Shrewdness replaced Lady Pipperley's censure. "Lord Ravensdale isn't aware of your preference in reading material, is he?" Blair had no doubt Heath would after today, even if the accusation wasn't the truth. She eyed the black volume with its ornate spine.